If you start thinking like that, you're most likely to break your fast and quit. It is a very natural thing because our brain loves to exaggerate the problem. Okay. But one thing that always helps me and puts a smile on my face is.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaius. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea system from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Healthy Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Mo. Today's episode, I'm really excited about. And the episode's title is How to Avoid the Overwhelm and Crush All Your Goals with This One Hack. And I think you guys are going to love this one hack because it's going to help you in every area of your life. So recently, actually a couple of months ago, I was talking to one of my friends. We were flying to Nashville, Tennessee. And in the plane, he was next to me and he's former Army. And he was looking at me and we were talking and he goes, Mo, I remember one thing that got me through military training, the boot camp. And I was like, what was it? He goes, dude, it's really hard. It was 6 months and I couldn't talk to any of my family members and they just put us through really hard exercises and it's just tough. And he goes, what got me through it? And a lot of my buddies ended up quitting, but he's like, what got me through it is the only thing I would think about is getting to the lunch. Think about that. Right. So everybody else is thinking about the training is 6 months long. You're only on day 15 and it's hard as hell. You're sore. You're feeling tired. You haven't slept enough. Can't talk to your girlfriend. Can't talk to any of your family members. So everybody else who quit, they're only thinking about, oh man, I still have 5.5 months to go. Versus my buddy Ryan, he's only thinking about getting to lunch. And then once lunchtime passes, he gets to have a little nap. And then he actually starts the training again. Then he looks forward to the dinner time and then he goes to bed. So he's only thinking about the next one meal, right? The healthy system is basically that. This is very relevant even to me today at this very moment. Today, at the time of this recording, I'm practicing Ramadan. I'm fasting. Today is day two. And every Ramadan, mashallah, in the last several years, I've been able to like fast all 30 days, and inshallah, I will this year too. And generally, what happens is, especially in the early days, is imagine you're on day two, you're 4 or 5 hours into the fast, it's 11 a.m., 12 p.m., you're getting hungry, you're getting thirsty, and like you're sleep deprived because you haven't slept enough, and all you're thinking about, oh man, I still have 28 days to go. If you start thinking like that, you're most likely to break your fast and quit. It is a very natural thing because our brain loves to exaggerate the problem. Okay. But one thing that always helps me and puts a smile on my face is thinking about, hey, forget about the next 28 days. They don't even matter. They're not even here yet. Let's just get to dinner tonight. Let's just get to iftar tonight. And it's the same mentality of one more day, one more meal, one more rep. Right? One rep at a time, one set at a time, one meal at a time, one day at a time. Please start thinking that way, especially if you're somebody that tends to get overwhelmed. I'll give you a couple more examples to really drive this home. One time in college, I was 21 years old, and I've never really ran before for training. I've always worked out, strength training, etc. I've done cardio, but only for fitness purposes. I've never really been into running. And that might change in the future because I do see a lot of benefits of running, even for strength training. And I signed up for a 10-mile race. So in our city in college, there was always a 10-mile race in August. That year, it was my last year in college. I decided to sign up for it. And I was like, okay, I signed up for about 4 weeks prior. And at that point, I was working out. I would go to the gym, but I was not really training for a 10-mile race at all. So I remember 2 weeks prior, I went to the recreation center, the gym. Got on the treadmill, I barely ran for like 4 minutes. And I was like, ah, I don't want to do this. So I ended up like not really training for that race at all. And then came the race day. Now Mo had to run a 10-mile race. So I was like, all right, let's do it. I started the race. There was like hundreds of people there. And after like mile three or so, I'm getting tired. I didn't even have the right shoes. My feet are hurting. I remember after that race, I had plantar fasciitis for like 7 days. It was so painful, but I kept running. I wasn't going to quit. And I remember halfway through the race, it was just hard. So I made a game with myself where I was like, hey, forget the 10 mile. Let's just get to that next tree over there. Let's just get to the next stop sign. And I remember I played that game with myself the whole time. I wasn't worried about the end of that race. I was just getting to the next stop sign. I would look at my point of view and I was like, okay, I see that tree over there. That's the next tree I have to get to. And I would just do that over and over. And I would get to the tree and then I would go for the next one and then the next one. And then I remember towards the end of that race, there was a girl next to me and she was like at the same pace. She was really struggling. And I looked at her and I was like, hey, we got this. Let's go. Like, let's just aim for that little tree over there. She kept going. And at the end of that race, we like split ways because there were a couple of different roads leading to the destination. She came up to me, she gave me a big hug and she goes, hey, because of you, I did it. She's like, towards those last 3 miles were just really difficult. And when you told me to just aim for those trees or that stop sign, I kept doing it for the rest of the race and it made it easier. That was the power of one more. Last example I have for you, last July, actually, I climbed a mountain. It was a 14er, Mount Shasta in Northern California. One of the toughest climbs of my life, full of snow. So imagine you're climbing this mountain for 15 hours and you're just knee deep in snow. It was just hard. Like, talk about hard, just high incline. So you know how like when we go to the gym, we get on the treadmill, we walk on the incline, you know, off 11 or 12 for 3.2 miles an hour. We do that for 20 minutes and we're sweating. Imagine doing that for 15 hours, super difficult. And so we're going up and we've already been climbing for about 9 hours at that point. And I look to my right and my friend who's like climbing with me, she's just tired, right? At this point, your legs are cramping, you're just dehydrated. And even though we have supplies with us, it's just tough. It's cold out, it's miserable. The wind is just hitting you. And she was thinking about the wrong way, which was, she was like, Mo, we still have 6 more hours of climbing. And then we have to come back at the same trail to get back to the cars. She's like, I don't think I have it in me. And this girl, she had done a lot of climbs before, like, but this time it was getting to her. It was hard. And then I look at her and then she's having a panic attack. She's like, Mo, I'm having a panic attack. So we sat down. We took our like 5-10 minutes. She started feeling better. I was like, Emily, look at me. See that little ridge over there? We're going to get there and then we can quit. But we're not going to quit right here. Quitting in the moment of weakness, not going to happen. So let's just get up there. Let's just go for that. I was like, a climber like you, I think you can get me up there. Like, it's only like 100 feet from here. Let's just go. Forget the rest of the mountain. Forget coming back. Let's just get up there. All of our friends are hanging up there. They're taking a nap. They've already been there. Let's just go up there. We'll just sit there. She's like, yeah, Mo, I can do it. I was like, so you don't want to quit right now? She's like, no, I just want to get up there. I was like, all right, let's go. We got up there. And then Emily and I finished that mountain. We climbed all of it, then made it back. And then I remember eating dinner that night. And it was just full of victory. It was full of like excitement and accomplishment, right? So the point being, one more step. If there's one thing that you can get out of this podcast is one more day, one more step. And a really good book that actually Nate was telling me about, I haven't read it yet. I forgot, it's by Ed Milet. What's the title? The Power of One More. That's the title, The Power of One More. And essentially, he gives a lot of stories on this very same concept. His dad was trying to quit alcohol. He was trying to go sober. So he went up to his dad. He's like, Dad, you're doing great. I'm proud of you. How are you going to do it? And his dad said, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I know I can do it for one more day. Right. So at the end of the day, look at life as one more time. Right. So even if you're fasting in Ramadan and it feels hard, just focus on the next prayer. If you're getting overwhelmed at school and you're like, man, I still got 4 more years of grad school to go, just focus on getting that assignment done for that day today. Forget about the very, very long-term vision, just because it will scare you. It will put doubts in you. Just the power of one more. We climbed that mountain with just taking one more step at a time. One more step, one more step, one more step. And that's all there is to it. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E-G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.